Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. Hope you had a good weekend, and today we're going to be talking about performing in the moment. We use that as a, not as a cliche, but as a way to help our athletes, as well as a lot of the business leaders and entrepreneurs that we coach, on really focusing on the moment and bringing their best to the moment. And I think when we really focus on performing in the moment, we're being present, and we use that a lot. Again, not as a bumper sticker or something that we with no depth or no meaning, but I think being present is really important. And when we talk about that and talk about moments, they're so important in our lives to build momentum. And as you think about goals you're trying to accomplish this week, as you think about things that you want to do this year, the person you're becoming, you want to be present in those moments to build momentum in your lives and anything you're doing. And this applies to sports, it applies to business, and applies to life. When we talk about performing in the moment, it involves totally focusing on the moment before you and delivering your best effort. It does not mean that you'll win every race. It's not perfection. It doesn't mean for my tennis players they'll win every tennis match or athletic contest or game or tournament. And it certainly does not mean that circumstances will always turn out the way that you had planned. But performing in the moment means that you're consistently giving your best effort and that you can walk away from any moment with integrity and content that you gave everything you had mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, and spiritually. So thinking about that, you got to ask yourself, am I bringing my best mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually to every moment? And with my family, with leadership opportunities in business, with my teammates, as I focus on practices and getting ready for the season, am I bringing all four quadrants together? Because we're going to be there physically. But a lot of times what I see is people aren't present mentally and emotionally and even spiritually and having a depth and a foundation there to bring their best effort. And to bring your best effort, you have to be there in all dimensions. Performing in the moment also requires commitment, and requires focus, discipline, and ultimately action. And you can apply this principle in every role in your life as you think about it and you think about this week. When you think about your roles and responsibilities in life, what I wanted to do on today's podcast is offer you some practical thoughts around what it means to truly perform in the moment, or to be present, if you want to think about it that way too. So I've got a few things I want to share just about some practical actions that you can take this week to truly bring your best every moment. The first one is to take responsibility for your actions. You are a steward of the moments that you've been given. And the choice is up to you whether you will be the right person and say and do the right thing in the right moments. And as a leader, as somebody who's probably got gifts and talents as you're listening to this podcast, you need to take responsibility for stewarding the moments that you have. If it's a practice, bring your best effort to that. If you're preparing to meet with a client, bring your best effort to that process of doing that, and then be there when you meet with that customer or client. Being responsible for your actions involves understanding you have the ability to respond in any moment, even when circumstances go a different way. And the question is, will you? So take responsibility for your actions this week to truly be present and know that you have a choice in all of that. The second practical step, I think, to performing in the moment is the word execute. And I'll say it three times, execute, execute, execute. Meaning that you've got to execute the strategy that you're trying to accomplish. Or if you set a goal, that you truly execute on that goal and do everything related to the process to achieve that goal. It's important that we act. And you can think about executing as acting. And after you've considered the right strategy, you've got to execute on that plan. The best laid plans remain the best laid plans until we put them into practice. And a dream becomes a legacy if and only if you are willing to perform in the moment and advance the dream daily with the moments you have before you. Let me say that one more time. A dream becomes a legacy, it becomes reality, if and only if you are willing to perform in the moment and advance the dream daily with the moments you've been have before you. You've been blessed with many moments, but only so many moments. And it's important to think about, am I truly acting on the dreams and goals that I have and making that dream become a reality and become a legacy eventually by making sure I'm taking advantage of each moment that I have. The third practical step to performing in the moment is being and doing your best in the moment. Be and do your best in the moment. We often think about doing your best in the moment, and we've probably had coaches and parents and leaders say, I want you to do your best. But I think it's also important to be our best. We often think about doing, but we must give equal consideration to being. It has been my experience that when I think about and work on the person I'm becoming, the doing seems to flow out of this. So when I work on characteristics and the character of the person that I want to be, doing just naturally flows out of that. In fact, I had written a blog about this a couple of years ago, and I was coming into setting goals, as I normally do in the November-December timeframe, into what are going to be the new goals for the upcoming year. And I thought about things I wanted to do, things I wanted to accomplish, but I wasn't as focusing as much on who I wanted to be. And we came up with this new math, and we really think that this equation defines truly performing in the moment. And this math is B equals do. So if we're really focusing on the person we should be and those true characteristics, that the doing is just going to flow out of that. My to-do list flows out of the person I was created to be. And the sooner that I get in touch with that, the sooner that you get in touch with that and develop your to-be list, the quicker that you can get to the right to-do list and eventually the done list and creating a legacy that you're going to be proud of. Performing in the moment must consist of being and doing your best in every moment. So think about that this week. You're going to think about the things you've got to get done, the things you've got to accomplish, but focus on that B list. And you may want to take me up on this challenge to, you know, develop a to-be list. And what would that look like? And what are some of the characteristics of the person that I'm becoming, that I want to become? And then I think you'll see that the doing just naturally flows out of that process. And they align and they're in congruence, and we live a life of integrity. Another practical step of performing in the moment is giving 100% effort and focus. With a lot of the teams that I coach, I often talk about giving energy and effort. When I've coached my boys in sports, I talk a lot about giving energy and effort. And I think 100% effort and focus is key if you really want to be there mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually in the moments of your life. You know, it's interesting. I've heard coaches say this, and still heard a lot of youth coaches say this. I want you to give 110% or 150% or 155% because that guy said 150%. So we're going to give 155%, which is even better than what they're going to give. And, you know, it's not mathematically possible. And I love how John Wooden, the great UCLA basketball coach, used to correct his players about using the same kind of false terminology about 110% or whatever the percentage is over 100. He was very specific in his language and taught his players that they could never give more than 100%. And he timed his practices out. You know, if they were going to practice for an hour and a half, he put the basketballs in a certain location. He didn't want any wasted effort because he knew that you couldn't make up for that wasted effort. And he would encourage and challenge them that, look, you've got to be 100% engaged in this practice. And if you goof off the first half, you're not going to be able to make that up the second half. We have to make sure that we're focused 100%. And he said, if you coast for all or part of a practice or game, we're never going to be able to regain that time. And the maximum effort that they could give if they goofed off for 20% would be giving 80% for the total practice. And we know this concept very well. You know, if you think about a test maybe you've taken in school, if there are 10 questions on the test and you choose to only participate in 8 of the questions, your score at best can only be an 80. And so it's important to think about this when we think about our lives, because what I find many times is that people aren't engaged in certain moments or certain parts of the day And you can't make up for that and give 200% and have the average kind of, you know, average out to 100 if you've only given 50% for part of that day. Now, we don't have to beat ourselves up over that, but we have to make sure that we understand that math and take that learning into the next day to be more fully engaged in additional moments that we have. And performing in the moment requires giving 100% effort and focus in every moment. Is that, you know, are we perfectly capable of that? No. But that should be our goal, to make sure that we focus on that as a goal. And not just at work, but at home and with our whole life. And we want to, you know, ask the question, what score are we going to achieve at the end of our lives? Were we engaged in what we felt like God had put on our heart to accomplish? Did we take advantage of the opportunities that we had? Did we steward the opportunity to be a parent and to be a husband or wife or father or mother or leader or coach or player? Did we take advantage of the things that were given to us in those opportunities and those moments? And were we truly performing in those moments? So another practical step of performing in the moment is being content with the results, knowing that you gave your all. When you truly perform in those moments, when you truly give your best in certain moments, you're going to be content with the results, knowing that you gave your best. Some people refer to this point as integrity in the moment. You know, you're having integrity in the moment. If you truly perform in the moment and give it everything you have and everything that the moment deserves, you will be content with the results. So I think it's really important. You need to make sure that you give everything you have. But sometimes as a leader, you need to give everything that the moment deserves. And that may be encouraging a teammate. It may be speaking more vocally to teammates as well. It may stepping up your performance in certain moments because another teammate doesn't have it. Or it may be making sure that people on your team, if you're a leader in business and you have a project team, and making sure people see what you see in them and their best, that may be what the moment deserves. And so if you think about it just in isolation, well, I gave everything I had, but this person over here didn't give what they had. You need to make sure that you understand, what does the moment deserve in terms of your leadership and your influence, and how can I give that as well as everything that I have? And you're going to be content with the results when you do that. I reinforce this concept with my athletes constantly that I coach, and also the business leaders that I coach, that it takes a lot of the unnecessary pressure that we artificially place on moments in our lives when we know we gave our best, because it takes the pressure off. If I give my best, I'll be content with the results, win or lose, and it takes that pressure, then sometimes artificial pressure that we put on the moment. We worry about things that we can't control, but if we focus on giving our best, then we're going to be content with the results, and we're truly going to know that we performed in the moment and gave everything we had to that moment. And the last practical step is, if you're in the moment, live in the moment. So again, that may seem like a riddle. It may seem like just a cliche, but it's really important. If we're in a certain moment, if we're with our family, if we're leading a team, if we're going to play in a game, then we need to live in that moment. We need to bring everything we have. Who wants to go through a moment and miss it? The worst thing in our lifetime would be to have the experience and miss the meaning. And we can't just go by, you know, 18, 22 years as a parent and miss opportunities that we have to influence and invest in our children every day. We can't have a role as a leader and take on a new project team and just miss the experience and miss the meaning and think the meaning was all about us or was all about, you know, a leader trying to control things or me trying to force my will on certain people. It's an opportunity to lead those people, to grow them, to accomplish meaningful work, and to enjoy the experience. And we have to make sure that we're engaged in those opportunities. Who wants to go through a game or a match and not be there physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in that moment and bring everything that we have and miss the opportunity to accomplish great goals in our lives? Now, I realize there are times that, you know, we wish we were not in a certain moment. Not every moment is great. And so sometimes we wonder, how can we get out of this moment? But even in those moments, even in valley moments in our lives, we must persevere with courage, knowing that everything happens for a reason and there's something better on the other side. And some people don't persevere and show resiliency and grit to get through the valley moment to see what's on the other side for them. And if you're in one of those moments today, I want to encourage you to continue to find that resiliency and that grit to persevere and to get to what's on the other side. I ran in a 5K this week, and it was my first this weekend, and it was my first race in about 2 years. And so just finding the pacing to run a 5K and to trust that, you know, I'm going to finish at a certain pace, and I had certain goals that I wanted to accomplish. And running is a very mental sport. My ultimate races, marathons, and running, you know, longer distances than that. And a lot of times in that, your mind is telling you to stop, to slow down, to quit. And when we're in valley moments, the same can be said. The enemy wants us to focus on quitting or stopping or slowing down. And you have a great opportunity this week in whatever your platform is and whatever circumstance that you find yourselves in to persevere, to not slow down, to not quit, and to focus on going forward and moving forward with the opportunities that you have as a leader and as an influencer and as a performer. And so I just want to encourage you to do that this week. And performing in the moment involves fully living in that moment and making an impact in the lives of other people. And that's what I think the last point is about living in the moment. It's fully living in that moment and making an impact in the lives of other people with your life and your strengths and the things that you bring. So again, just a few things to think about as you think about performance and performing in the moment this week. So just to recap, take responsibility for your actions. Execute, act. Be and do your best in the moment. Give 100% effort and focus. Be content with the results, knowing that you gave your all, that you gave your best. And if you're in the moment, live in the moment. So be present this week, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And in whatever you do, whether it be sports, business, or life, and whatever role that you play, let's be present. Let's make an impact, a positive impact, with our lives, with our performance, and with our leadership this week. Make it a great week and make the most of the moments in your life. If you're interested in going further with your performance, and especially for athletes, we've developed a new online membership site called Perform in the Moment. And it's all about teaching this learn, prepare, perform system that we use with athletes. And there are a couple of ways that you can engage in that. First of all, you can go to www.performinthemoment.com and check out some of our membership options. That's a basic way to receive coaching. We have a couple of different coaching options. You can join at a base level of membership and get access to content that's specific and unique and you can't find other places around performance through blog posts and a different podcast than this one, and also webinars and some group coaching and some other things that we'll offer through that. And then there's also a way to get virtual coaching through that. And there's a virtual coaching option as well. We have two basic packages, the locker room package, which is that basic one of content that you can consume at your leisure and consume how you want. And we update that monthly with a different theme. And then there's the Locker Room Plus that includes one virtual session through our Zoom coaching platform, as well as the basic locker room content that you get as well. We're also going to be offering a course that's based on a book and a workbook of all the content sessions that I do with my athletes. And it will continue to be updated, but the course through the membership site, but the course is called Be Present, Showing Up When It Matters Most. And I'm working on a book regarding this. We've written the workbook, and we're creating an online course that will be available in the coming months, and maybe sooner rather than later. We're just working on some of the final touches of that. But it's a course that you can purchase that you may find valuable, especially if you're not able to sign up for in-person coaching or want to go further and consume that in your, you know, in your setting and your environment. It's going to consist of the downloadable workbook, but also videos that will explain the concepts in about 5 or 6 modules, and then some quizzes to reinforce the learning that you have. And the workbook is incredible because it allows you to answer questions and go further, faster, and to go deeper into some of the content material, and then be able to take that with you. And it's a living and breathing document to help you in your performance and what you're doing. So whether you're an athlete or you're the parent of an athlete, it may be something that you want to check out. And the information is on their site. Again, that's www.performinthemoment.com. And you'll see some of the things. We've got a trailer about just being present and about the upcoming course, but also the membership site. And you can check out those options and continue to look for further information about that. But I just wanted to get you to check that out in case you want to go further on this topic about performing in the moment. And as always, you can email me at mike@mikevanhooser.com. So again, really appreciate you listening to this podcast. Want to help you in everything that you do and the roles that you play in leading and performing and creating a better place for people that you impact daily and weekly. And so anything that we can do as far as resources and providing that opportunity, we want to do and want to inspire you, to encourage you, and to provide insightful resources that will help you perform better and lead your best efforts with others and make it a positive impact in the lives of other people. So go out and perform well this week, lead well, and make an impact with your life.